Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back to Real Estate Coaching Radio. We are your humble, happy hosts, Tim and Julie Harris. And I was thinking, actually, Julie, as I was thinking about what to say, humble, happy, I was thinking about the topic of today's show, which is ego. And you know, the funny thing is being humble, staying humble really does keep your ego in check. So we have had, over the years, we have had a lot of shows where we touched on ego, where we talked a little bit about it. And then very consistently after we did those shows, the banter back and forth, the chatter, the conversation that Julie and I had would spark thoughts in a lot of you guys, and you'd send us emails asking for more information, asking for us to do show topics on it. And the truth is this is a difficult topic to do a radio show on because it's not for everybody. And that's the thing, is we like to make our radio show something that will appeal to the most people, and the ego conversation doesn't. It just doesn't. And I'll challenge those of you who are listening right now who are thinking that you're knowing what we're going to talk about. You think you know what ego is. You think we're going to, you know, talk about maybe your understanding of ego. And so you're starting to filter us, or you're starting to even consider, you know, flipping back over to YouTube
tuning
and watching
out.
Cat videos. Yeah, that's right. I challenge those of you who have that mindset in particular to stay very closely tuned in and listen to what we have to say. And here's, I'll tell you guys from my own personal experience learning about ego. It didn't come naturally for me. It didn't come naturally for Julie. And for many people, it doesn't, especially in our Western civilization, it doesn't come naturally. Because what we label ego as in our culture is not really truly what it is. It's only a tiny sliver of what it is. You know, ego is the big, you know, boastful person. That's how kind of we see it in the, you know, somebody who's wanting to draw attention to themselves, someone who's wanting to, you know, make it all about them. Maybe you have a vision of a big ego person like Donald Trump, or, you know, maybe you have a big ego person as Hillary Clinton. You guys get the idea. I mean, it's these interpretations of the word ego that limits our understanding of it, but what really is sad is it limits our understanding of what we can do to actually end the negative influence of ego on our lives. Because what we're going to do is we're going to expose you guys to this information, and like I said, we're hesitant to do this show because we know it's not going to appeal to all of you. There's an old Chinese proverb that says, when a lesson is to be learned, a teacher will arise. And if you had presented this information to me back when I was, say, for example, in my early 20s, I wouldn't have been ready for it. I may have not even been ready for this information until I was in my late 20s. That's when I first discovered it. And even then, I was a blockhead. It took me, well, I'm sure Julie's thinking her own thoughts now after I basically insulted myself, like, and yeah, he still is a blockhead.
I was thinking, yep, I was there. You were a blackhead.
Yeah,
actually,
well,
we both were blackheads, so I don't want to pick on
you.
Yeah,
but Julie, well, it's okay. I like being picked
it
on.
It is a business maturity issue. It's a personal maturity issue. You're not always you know, I had that when you were talking about, you know, certain people probably have already tuned out. I just had this vision of, you know, certain agents out there, they just heard the word ego and went back to YouTube or Facebook or whatever they're playing around with. So if you happen to still be tempted by that, if you're having that thought, this call is for you. That's your early warning sign. Even if you only digest half of today's podcast, that's a step in the right direction because this is a big issue. It's a big topic.
So, guys, here's the full circle confession from me personally, okay? Once I was allowing my ego to be set aside for just a moment so that I could receive the information and some of the information that we're going to be sharing with you guys today, honestly, my life changed, and it changed in such a profound way that I can't even think like I used to think. It affected me in such, you know, some of you will call it spiritual ways, and that's honestly how I think of it, but the ability to understand, the ability to identify, and the ability to, frankly, turn off your ego when you choose to is one of the most powerful tools that anybody ever has. And if you guys were to deep dive into this topic and really research this, maybe some of you guys are going to use this as the genesis of your further study on the topic, and I strongly encourage you to do that. there are a lot, there's a lot of great information out there. We'll mention some books. We'll mention some things, some people that you guys should be tuning into if this is a path you want to continue to follow. But what happens is you have an honest-to-God awakening as to all the ways you've been limiting your own existence on this planet because of your ego. You guys, I'll get you started, and then Julie's got some really great points, and she has an email she wants to read from one of our listeners, too. You remember the beginning, you know, Julie and I are nerds, you guys know this by now. So you guys remember the first Matrix where Neo was sitting in that rusty old, you know, leather wingback chair, remember that one? The big old, so in the, Morpheus was offering him the red pill or the blue pill. I mean, everyone sort of, hopefully you understand what I'm talking about. And it's like the red, I think it was the red pill was going to wake you up and the blue pill was going to, you know, basically lull you back into sleep and complacency and getting back into the Borg, the machine. Well, that's in essence what this call is designed to be for all of you. And if you get it, you're going to be taking the pill that's going to awaken you to really how much you have been maybe tuned out to really what life is all about, what, you know, what being of service is all about. We talk about ego in indirect ways all the time on our radio show. We train our coaches to understand the negative influence on ego. And our scripts are written to make it so that you guys are keeping your egos in check. Our presentations, the pre-listening pack, every aspect of the coaching program that we offer is designed around the premise that the ego is, for the most part nowadays, a negative force in your lives. And we have done our best, without maybe some of you even realizing it, to call that out of the system so that you will be more effective when you're working with sellers. When you hear somebody say, I just signed up for Tim and Julie's real estate coaching, and I've never listed a house before, and I did what they asked, and I used the pre-listing pack, and I went on an appointment, I took it for the first time, the skeptics out there will be like, oh, that can't be true. Well, it is true. It happens all the time. It's not a secret. It's not some mystery. It's just because they followed the system, and the system is designed to make it so that you, as the agent, are focused on them as the person you're there to help. That in itself sets the ego aside and makes you more effective. So open your mind to the possibilities of what we're sharing with you. If you are hitting, and let's be honest, Julie, between you and I, this information was a lot more difficult for you to digest because you thought it was a little bit too hokey pokey, you know what I'm saying. You had a hard time intellectualizing that it's real, correct? Be honest.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many different spins on it. You really have to dig to translate it, and it's kind of like the DISC stuff. There's validity, and then there's what people have put a spin on it, and you always have to drill down to the essence of it to implement, digest, and make some changes. So, yeah, I mean, it's not like a one-sentence coaching thing that you can digest and then implement immediately. This is a bigger project. So, yeah, I would agree with that.
Cool. All right. So you have a topic of today, guys, of today's radio show, and probably the next couple days worth of radio shows. And I have a feeling this radio show really is going to be maybe one of the most impactful ones that we've ever done for you guys in the past few years. We always love your feedback. Remember to email us, Julie at timandjulieharris.com or tim@timandjulieharris.com. You know, whatever you guys can send to us, that's fantastic. And okay, no problem, Julie. Julie just chatted me. Here's what she just chatted me. In case you guys heard that ping.
Oh, no.
She said, Zoe is having an issue I have to help with. I will read this, and then you start the outline. I need 5 minutes after this to take her up. Okay, Julie, I got it.
Okay, SOS received. Okay.
Yes, SOS received. Zoe needs her mama. I understand.
Yep.
Okay, so go ahead and jump right in with your
Okay.
Yeah, no problem.
So this comes from a great agent named Sergio Valdez. So anyone who has referrals for Savannah, Georgia, Sergio is your man, Valdez, V-A-L-D-E-Z. And so I'm going to read this relatively quickly. It's about four paragraphs, but I think this is critical because Sergio emailed us after hearing someone else's email read on the podcast. And I think, you know, that's one of the reasons we do this, so it resonates with each other and you guys can help each other as listeners. So Sergio writes, Tim and Julie, I just listened to your podcast called 5 Habits to Implement Now to Make This Your Best Year. I have to say it spoke to me in every possible way. You spoke then about an email you received from Brandon Brewer regarding getting started and not being sure exactly where or how, just knowing that it was the right thing to do. My story is similar to that of a lot of new agents that you encounter who are ready for a change But there's a differential, because when I first heard your podcast, heard you saying you have to have a servant heart to be good at real estate, it was then and there where it hit me. I've been looking for a venture or a business where I can use God-given skills to use and help people. And right then and there is where I realized that where else could I truly be a servant and help people with one of, if not the biggest purchases of their lives, real estate. So I think, Sergio, I mean, that's pretty hitting the nail on the head. Whether you're a brand new agent or not, you have the wisdom of somebody who's been at this longer, because your heart is in the right place. He says, having said all of this, I have to provide and take care of my first responsibility, which is my family. I have a career in digital sales, which I've been able to provide. However, it requires I travel a bit. I've been praying and asking for an opportunity, and I was ready to make a career jump a short while ago, but something happened that prevented me from doing so. And hearing Brandon's email today and your response was exactly what I needed to hear. Thank you. I'm in a similar situation, looking to bridge my current career. We get a lot of emails like this, and we do strive to take excellent care of those of you who are making that bridge. There are other coaching organizations that just say, take the plunge, you'll figure out how to pay for it. We don't believe in that. We believe in you being responsible to your family. Now, Sergio says, I heard you mention resources available for us to transition as a new agent. I'd appreciate you sharing that with me. I've been wanting to do my free coaching session, but I've been waiting for it till I have time. Thank you for your radio show. I look forward to it daily. It gives me the tools to help me with life. I will continue to listen daily, and as Brandon stated, I also look forward to being a coaching client one day. Best regards, Sergio Valdez in Savannah, Georgia. I just had to share that, because there's, for every Sergio, there's probably hundreds of Sergios listening. Go ahead.
So if you want to go take care of the Zoe emergency, I will
back to you,
fill the gap. Yes, back to me. All right, so take her to her nap, and then, come back. All right, so... We have a great topic for you today, the show's title name is The Ego Ruining Your Life. Is your ego ruining your life? Now, before I get to the first point, and this is to Sergio and the others of you who are interested in the coaching program, I want to remind you guys that we offer financing. Now, I am not an advocate of debt, okay? And I am 100% an advocate of Dave Ramsey, as a lot of you guys know. And we will absolutely positively coach you to have no debt. The only real debt you should ever have is your primary mortgage and debt that you have for education. Now, I'm being self-serving when I say that, but hear me out. We have made it so that when you guys join our Breakthrough Coaching Program, you will have no interest for the first 12 months. So literally, you can join our top line coaching program for either 12 months or 6 months. And this is where you have your own personal coach, you have weekly calls. This is the program that you hear everyone ranting and raving about. Now, the program is normally $997 a month, which I realize is out of the reach for many of you. Don't worry about it. We offer no interest financing for the first 12 months. And if you want to have, it's basically, there's a 12-month program and there's a 6-month program. If you do the financing, the 12-month program is $359 a month. And if you use the financing and you want to go on a 6-month program, it's the same thing. It's just that basically it's for 6 months versus 12. It's only it's $179 a month, something like that. So that's something that all of you can afford. It is, even if that's still a stretch, remember, we have Real Estate Coaching Essentials. And Real Estate Coaching Essentials, again, it's $2,000 for 6 months, but we also offer financing on that, and the financing on that will make it so that you basically have a payment of only $99. And the nice thing about that coaching program is it's a 6-month coaching program, but we give you the second 6 months. So you get basically 12 months of coaching for Real Estate Coaching Essentials for the cost of a 6-month program. So we have done everything in our power to make it so that all of you, no matter what level you are in your careers, can get the coaching and the training that you need. We know that if you have the right education, that you're going to obviously succeed a lot quicker. It just makes sense. This is when Julie and I are putting our programs together. We've been doing this, as you guys know, for like 20 years. You know, we started coaching agents our second and third year in our real estate business because agents were asking us how we were selling so many houses, being that we were new agents. That's kind of how we got into this business, by accident. That's the truth. So when we were putting these programs together, Real Estate Coaching Essentials, I think we started putting it together 5 years ago, we did it with the idea that this would have been the coaching program that we would have wanted to have found back in the early 90s when we got into the real estate business. This really is a comprehensive coaching program. Real Estate Coaching Essentials, guys, it's $2,000 for 6 months or $99 a month if you want to finance it. You do get real-life coaching with that program. You get 4 semi-private calls hosted by a coach per month. In addition to that, you get one private call with a coach per month. And the Real Estate Coaching Essentials material is what is the backbone of all of our coaching programs, including the Breakthrough Coaching Program. So as you guys can tell, we're offering what we feel, and many of you agree, is the best coaching there is on the market. And now because of the fact that we have these exclusive relationships with these lenders, we can also make it so that all of you guys can get approved for financing and all of you guys can, you know, be enrolled in some and involved in some level of coaching with us. There really are no more excuses for you. So for those of you who say, I want to do it someday, well, make that someday today. Stop procrastinating your success. Maybe ask yourself, you know, why are you waiting? What's going on in your head that you think tomorrow is better than today? You know, let's be honest, guys. There are no guarantees that 6 months from now the real estate market's going to be as strong as it is now, though we believe it will be. You know, long term it's going to be great. There probably is going to be a slowdown here and there. So do your best to prepare yourself. And also be very careful that you're not fooling yourself or convincing yourself that you can only make money in a certain kind of market. We've proven to a lot of you guys, a lot of you are long-term coaching clients, that you can make no money in this market and do incredibly well as long as you have the right mindset, no matter what direction the market's going. Julie, are you back? So I want to read something to you guys. Ego. This is a practical understanding
almost
of how to recognize. Okay, how to recognize and manage yours. Here's a full definition of ego. You could tell Julie put these scripts together. Full definition of ego. Plural egos. The self, especially as contrasted by another self or the world. As one of the three divisions, I'm not going to read all this. This is nutty stuff. Julie, you want to come back on so you can explain why you put this definition in here?
Just read that last paragraph underneath the definition, and I'll be right there.
Okay. The ego is used to be required for survival. It got you tuned into your surroundings just in case another caveman or a tiger was about to turn and have you for lunch. Since we don't have tigers to worry about anymore, the ego seeks out other tiger-replacing challenges. It allows you to feel important. You feel this happening when you encounter random panic attacks or when you have the 3-minute a.m. real estate night sweats. It happens when you judge yourself and you judge others. Your ego costs you time, money, relationships, peace, and happiness. And so that's, I think that's really powerful. But let's just stop there, and I'm going to give you guys a little physical test and really drive down the point Julie just made. So back when we were cavemen, and you guys know for the most part, we're still biologically the same people that we were thousands of years ago. There hasn't been a lot of huge changes that have happened in how we're actually made than, you know, thousands of years ago. And back then, we had real things that were trying to eat us. We had real things that would cause fear in our hearts. You know, tigers, lions, bears, you know, giant tarantulas, I don't know, things that could actually cause you harm. So your brain, it's part of your limbic system, and you guys can research all this on your own. Your brain and your physiology still has the ability to produce a rush of, you know, energy, you know, a rush of endorphins, a rush of things that will free you from the fear of being eaten or the fear of being attacked. So many, many, many millennia ago, we were all, you know, we had developed this defense mechanism to make it so that we wouldn't just be sitting there while we got munched on by a snake. You guys get the point, right? So that element is still alive in your brain. That part of you is still in existence. That chemical reaction when you face what your brain is determining to be fear, it is still functioning the same way as it did then. But the problem is that it's functioning at the same level. So, for example, think about the word fear. What does fear actually mean? What is it that you, when do you actually face real, honest to God fear in your life? So very rarely. So we're blessed to live now. We're blessed to live where many of us live. We're blessed to have the lives that we actually have. So how often do we actually come across the Tyrannosaurus Rex that wants to stomp us down? It never happens. And, you know, so you do maybe have a time where if you're walking down the street in Manhattan and, you know, you fall off a curb and there's a cab coming and you jump off the street just, you know, back onto the curb, you know, just in time before the cab were to hit you. Well, that little spike of energy, that little, you know, physiological reaction, guess what? That was real fear. That was essentially your body's reacting correctly to the situation that could have caused you your life. Does that make sense? But that same physiological chemical reaction happens when we have emotional fears. So, for example, you guys have a transaction that's going south. You have, you know, some nasty something or another that's happening in your life. You have something that literally triggers that same physiological reaction, and you, that's where all the stress comes from. So that is really the, where your ego is rooted in. The word fear is synonymous with the word ego, and you know, because of the fact that what happens is when you feel fear, that is actually ego that's essentially creating and it's manifesting itself inside of you. I know this is a little bit too weird for some of you, but we're going to drill down on it so you can help, so you can recognize it. So start by doing this. Monitor, like I'll tell you with me, when I feel, when I'm in a situation that will cause my ego to flare up, I actually have become self-aware enough that I can feel in my body when it's starting to manifest. And for me, it's right, it's like right in my stomach area. When I start feeling a little bit of anxiety, and it happens in a microsecond, when I'm around somebody or I'm having a conversation with somebody, you know, it's, it comes out sometimes when you wouldn't have expected it to come out. You know, like I was at the shooting range and I'm around some guy who's, you know, some big ego guy. And I wasn't consciously, like I was focusing on, you know, not killing myself or other people at the shooting range, right? And so this guy in particular was, you know, not necessarily being very conscientious, and he was acting kind of like, you know, someone with a big ego you'd think they would act. And then I started to feel my internal physiological reaction to that guy. In other words, my ego was reacting to his ego, and what could have happened next would have essentially not been of my choosing, because that was just sort of my biological reaction to that situation. You guys following me on all this? So sometimes you guys have, like, the way to make this practical is, you've heard the advice, I'm sure, before, that when you have a bad experience, that the best thing to do is not react to it, but maybe, like, you know, think about it overnight and then see if you feel the same way in the morning. What that really is basically it's practical advice designed to make it so you don't react at a peak moment of fear, or essentially when your ego is running the ship. Julie, I hear you're back. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, for me, I literally get a pain in my neck, right, when it's like this subconscious thing flaring up, but I know that that's a signal. So that's a step in the direction. This is not something that you deal with and it's over. Okay, now I have conquered my ego challenges. This is an ongoing thing to get really good at. So, you know, since we know that it's fear-based and we know that it's innate and it's primitive and your ego used to be required for survival because something was going to eat you, well, it wants to replace that feeling for you. So since we don't have that to worry about, you can feel this happening yourself when you encounter random panic attacks, or what we call the 3 a.m. real estate night sweats. It happens when you judge yourself. It happens when you judge others. So I like to always make this practical and give them some great steps to start with. Your ego, as you said, Tim, it costs you time, money, relationships. It costs you peace and happiness. And the ego, one of the early tells is this. It loves to mess with you by saying, what if? What if I don't get that deal to close? What if they don't like me? What if they ask a question and I don't know how to answer it? What if they never call me back? What if I owe more taxes than I think? What if, what if, what if? All of those what ifs, this is a major stride in understanding the ego, your what ifs are 100% made up and not real. The coaches deal with this, you know, just to keep it super practical, when we're talking about your lead follow-up, and you guys come up with these elaborate answers that they didn't call you back because, you know, they must not have liked you when they saw your pink shirt at the open house, or you're only emailing them because they emailed you. Well, because your what ifs are chasing you down. You're making stories up. The ego loves to make stories up to get in your way. So other signs,
Julie,
that you have. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, just to elaborate slightly on that point, any thoughts, mm-hmm. guys, that are in the past or any thoughts that are in the future, those are ego-based thoughts. So when you find yourself thinking too much about the past, or you find yourself thinking too much about the future, like, you know, and here's this little simple fact. And by the way, guys, there's been lots of studies that have been done that have proven that this is a modern plague, a mental, emotional, probably spiritual plague of mostly wet folks in our, you know, Western civilization. This constant thinking, a lot of you guys struggle with that. You know, we did, right? Until we started to understand that's basically your ego. So the constant worrying about what's going to happen next, or the constant thinking about what happened in the past, in other words, you're not present, your ego, and guys, don't be overwhelmed by all this information. If this is the first time you've received it, just listen, just be present with it, see where it resonates, and then pick up the morsels that you like, that you're ready to receive, and then you can start doing your own studies on this independently of the radio show. Your ego doesn't want you to be present. That's its number one role in your life right now. So the ego essentially is a way to make this really, really practical is like, you know, let's say, for example, that humans used to have tails, right? And maybe when we had tails, the tails actually served a purpose. We were like monkeys, we hung from trees or whatever, right? I'm just making all this up just to make a point. But over time, we learned to walk on our feet. And then the tails, they got kind of in the way when you were sitting down and you didn't need to hang from trees anymore. But what if we still had these tails today? Think what a burden that would be to walk around with a long, hairy tail, you know? I mean, it's kind of, I'm being humorous, but that's in essence what your ego is. It's part of old coding. It's part of
evolutionary baggage.
That's what it is. Thank you. Very good. It's old software. That's really what it is. And the only way you're going to replace the old software is to recognize that it's no longer serving you. It's no longer actually serving a purpose that's positive in your life. 99% of the time, that's a true statement. And then you then have to drop in new software to replace it. And again, once you do that, then you'll start literally seeing everything different. Your world literally shifts. Sorry, Julie, what was your next point?
That's okay. You were elaborating on one of the points included in my next point, so no worries. You just like to work ahead. It's okay. So, you know, again, making it super practical, just as your analogy of, you know, the baggage of having a tail that was no longer necessary, how do you know when that unnecessary ego is popping up? Well, here's some early warning signs. Put a star next to anything where your face is turning red, you're getting a little uncomfortable, you're considering bailing on this podcast, it means we're getting through to you. Signs that you may have an ego challenge, or at least an ego challenge sometimes. Number one, always having to be right. Number two, asking questions but not really listening to the answers. Point number three, interrupting. Number four, lack of open-mindedness to ideas other than yours. Point number five, having to win all the time. And you guys can think about your real estate transactions on all of this, right? Lack of open-mindedness when you're negotiating, having to win all the time, having to beat on the other agent or making your seller cry. You know, if you're doing that, it's an ego issue. Point number six, over-promising and under-delivering. We see this when you guys get good at your presentations because you start knowing that you're so good, which is fantastic. That's a great skill that you've created for yourself. But sometimes you oversell and then you don't deliver. That's an ego issue. Point number seven, inability to admit to mistakes. Point number eight, inability to apologize sincerely. Number nine, talking more than you listen. And almost every agent listening should put a star next to talking more than you listen, especially in your presentations with buyers and sellers. Number 10, believing you already know it all. Coaches come across some of you guys like that sometimes. Number 11, believing that you are the only reason that you're successful. And number 12, Tim, you touched on this, living more in the past or the future than you are in the present. So which of those 12 points or collection of those 12 points is resonating with you right now and making you squirm a little bit? Maybe some of those things only happen in certain situations or with certain people. Maybe those things flare up for you when you're out of your comfort zone. But whatever's happening, put a star next to it, talk to your coach about it, start working on it. So how do you do something about this, Tim? And we're running out of time, so maybe this is a good segue into the continuation of this podcast. But we've identified how to know that this is an issue. The next part we'll talk about with regards to ego is what to do about it. How can you actually take action and implement some things that when you feel that, and maybe you start noticing you're talking more than you listen, we see when you guys learn your scripts, sometimes because scripts are questions, you'll get great at asking the questions, but you're terrible at actually listening to the answers because it throws you off track to get back to the scripts. So all of you are in different situations with different things here. Put a star next to what you want to work on. Ask your coach for some help. That's what we're here for. But the first part, as with any challenge, is recognizing that it's an issue. Back to you, Tim.
Let's give them some homework. All right, so here's your homework, and we're going to pick up where we left off. We're going to give you guys kind of some starter practical solutions once you've identified that this is an issue in your lives. But here's your homework to help bridge that. Number one, when you're between now and tomorrow, notice how often you are actually, when you're talking with someone, how you're actually thinking about what you're going to say next opposed to listening to what they're going to say. That's your ego. Your ego wants you to be heard. Your ego wants to dominate. Your ego wants you to basically not listen. So when you're with someone, how much are you actually just absolutely maybe some of you aren't even successfully biting your tongues, but how much of you are biting your tongue? How many of you are biting your tongues when you should be listening because you're just so urgently wanting to come out and share your story? That's ego. How often are you, for example, when you're around somebody, how often are you looking around versus looking at them? How often are you actually paying attention to them? You know, here's an interesting little test for some of you on that one in particular. You notice when you're seeing anybody who's, I don't know if you want to use the word famous, but anyone who's famous or infamous. So politicians, whatever, actors, whoever. Famous, you know, could be religious leaders. When you watch videos of these guys, notice how when they're communicating, maybe they're even in a crowd, they're shaking hands. Notice how they actually connect with the people. Notice the elements that they're doing. Now, I do think that many of them understand how to, you know, they've obviously studied this. So they know that really for them to make a great connection with somebody, they usually have to touch them in two places. They'll shake their hand and maybe put a hand on over their hand, or they'll put a hand on their shoulder. But the real thing that they do is they stare them right in the eye and they give them an affirmative smile or an affirmative nod. Watch how people that are truly gifted communicators all have very consistent characteristics. So for that moment, for that slice of time, it could just be a few seconds, when you're with that person, they're making an impact on you because you feel like you're actually being listened to versus, say, for example, you know, most of the people that you know in life who, when you're with them, they're looking around, they're checking their phones, you know, they're kind of like, remember the whole thing we said? You know, your ego doesn't want you to be present. Your ego wants you to be in the future or in the past. You know, your ego doesn't want you to be present with a conversation. So your ego, really what it's trying to do is it's actually trying to make it so that you're never going to take, remember our Neo example at the beginning of today's show, we were talking about, you know, Morpheus and the red pill or the blue pill. What your ego wants you to do is it's desperately fighting to keep that old software, the old coding alive. So it's going to do everything in its power constantly to make it so that you never take that pill that's going to cause you to awaken and see the ego for what it is, which is basically old software. And it is going to give you fears. It's going to give you worries. It's going to tell you that it's going to give you all kinds of anxiety feelings. It's going to help you. It's going to cause you to create health problems for yourself. You know, it's going to cause you to have spiritual problems, have physical problems. That's what your ego wants you to do, because your ego, its number one mission, its number one goal is survival. Your ego wants more than anything for you not to ever see it, to recognize it, to feel it. As soon as you do, as soon as you see that in yourself, as soon as you can recognize it, and I told you guys, for me, that when I feel that little tang happens around my stomach area, when I feel that and I'm tuned into it, I know that my ego, something in the environment, the person I'm communicating with, something has triggered my old software. And at that point, what I do is I choose not to react. If you're not tuned in to those physiological reactions within yourself, then you're reacting using old software. You're using an OS that's generations, in this case, thousands of generations old, and that's not going to be the highest and truest version of you. That's not going to be the most powerful version of you. That's not going to be the version of you that is living to your truest purpose, which is being of service to others. That's not the version of you that's going to cause you to be present with that person, you to be present with that moment, you to be present with yourself, and really truly embrace the wonderful things that life is. When you have fear, when you're fearful, when you have a life full of anxiety, and you tell yourself sometimes, well, if I just had more money, if I just had more this, if I wasn't so busy, if I wasn't this, that, the other, All of that is ego, guys. That is your ego telling you that sometime in the future you can have what you truly want. Where the reality of it is, and again, we're going to make this more practical for you guys tomorrow, you can kind of see how this is not a normal radio show for us, because this topic is not necessarily going to be something that's going to be widely received by a lot of you, because some of you just aren't going to like the message. I get that. But it doesn't necessarily mean it's not applicable for you. Matter of fact, to Julie's point earlier, if you find yourself being a skeptic, if you find yourself rejecting what we're talking about today, you probably need this information more than, say, somebody else who's been taking notes the whole time, just for what it's worth. You know, wherever you resist the most is where your growth needs to be. So open your mind just for a millisecond. Even those of you who are drilled down skeptics think that all we're talking about on today's radio show is hocus pocus. You're right now about to fire off an email telling us that we need to talk more about, you know, traditional buyers and sellers and making money in real estate stuff, and how dare we talk about this stuff. You know, save your email. Well, you could still send it, but save your email and listen, and then allow your, you know, if you're rejecting, guys, it's because your ego doesn't want you to hear the message. It's really that simple. Use this. I don't know if we'll do another show, maybe one more show on this particular topic as a follow-up for this one. But, you know, what you guys do with this information is up to you. Now, I'll throw this out there. If we get enough feedback, positive feedback, that you guys like this, then we will do more topics on this, because this is the very heart. This is the very essence of success. Success in life, success as you decide it to be, whether it's monetary, whether it's, you know, whatever, however, and with whomever you define your life as being successful, it really is greatly defined by your understanding of the effect, negative 99% of the time, mostly negative effect of ego on your lives. So, guys, we love this topic. Let us know what you think. We're going to finish it up tomorrow or the next day. But in the meantime, have a fantastic day. We'll talk with you on the radio tomorrow. Remember, my email address is tim@timandjulieharris.com, and Julie is at timandjulieharris.com. Have a fantastic day. We'll talk with you on the radio tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.